Well, dear brethren, how sweet to leave the world a while and seek the presence of the Lord. And how blessed we have been that the Lord has provided us that opportunity to come together as a body of His people and to be blessed by the services, by the fellowship, but also to be blessers of others. And we are so thankful that at this time of the year, it's a Thanksgiving season, as it has been, I think. It was the the Puritans who started it or something in the United States, but we now have it as a time where people stop and appreciate perhaps the glory of this planet and how the Lord has provided. And we know that at the present time we have conditions of great concern in the world. Following the news on, I'm sure all the brethren have had the opportunity, we have a situation in the world that it seems to be spreading more and more. But we know that the Lord has all of this in His hand. And we know that our numbers are small, one here and one there. And we expect that our Lord is doing the closing work here of the gospel age. And there will be, as has been prophesied, there will be trouble in the earth that will be unlike anything before. And that would signal to us the end of that call, the last members taken. And so we're so thankful that we are gathered here together because He has called us into His marvelous light. And we need to have that fellowship, brethren. We don't have that fellowship in the world. The fellowship of those who have also chosen and have been called to walk in the footsteps of our Master. And this has been going on for how many centuries? From the time of our Lord's consecration and His laying down His life as the ransom sacrifice and giving us that opportunity to be blessed by His merit, that we might be called by the Heavenly Father to make a consecration, to follow in the footsteps of the Master, and to be, if possible, faithful unto death, that we might be part of the work of restoring this world, not as it is, but when Satan is bound, and mankind coming back from the graves will learn the truth of how wonderful their God is. There's so much wealth in the world, but so much also of unwealth when it comes to the understanding of God's plan. How thankful we must be, and how joyful we should be to gather together and to share these things that the Lord has provided us, one here and one there. And so we thank the North Saskatchewan Ecclesia for making this arrangement. And we know that some of the brethren had to travel from, I guess, up north a couple of times to make all these arrangements. And that was a labor of love. It was a desire to gather us together as a little flock. We always have been a little flock. It has never been a large flock. The Lord is not calling the world. He's calling one here and one there. And how thankful we should be to be of that call group. And what a joy to look forward to the kingdom. So whatever the circumstances of the earth right now and the different countries, we find out that Iceland is completely bankrupt. It's trying to borrow from Russia. It's not a big country, but there are a lot of people there. And so we think that some of these things may be that the Lord is bringing this upon the world. And obviously, this would be a signal that the ending of the calling may be beginning. And we know we have much to be thankful for, even if we only have known the truth. But to be called by the Lord, to be given this wonderful privilege, and to have such wonderful brethren that we love because they love Him. And so, brethren, we begin this convention with this hymn, and truly, how sweet it is to leave the world a while and seek the presence of the Lord. When we were coming through here, we noticed that there's a lot of farming going on here. There's a lot of grain farming mainly. It's very good for grain farming, especially Saskatchewan. Manitoba, somewhat, but Saskatchewan, tremendous provision of land for the development of food for the world. And in fact, that's how the railways actually started out here. They came across all the way to BC, and I always thought it was because it was the desire to create a place for settlers to come, a way for them to get there. But it wasn't. It actually was a design on Canada's part to be the first to get a rail across to British Columbia, and therefore have a means of taking goods from the east to the west. But guess, the Panama Canal came first. And so our government is still paying back only the interest to the British financiers who financed this railroad, and half of it isn't working. So we see man tries something, the Lord overrules it. And so we're thankful we have automobiles and some gas to get to the meeting. And even if we didn't, we would have the Lord and those whom He loves, that we can, one here and one there, remember because of being a convention together. On our way, we noticed, I mentioned all these fields that were, didn't see any combines out there. Didn't see people in combines harvesting this grain. The grain was all harvested. And I was thinking, this would remind us of the end of the gospel age call. There's no more gathering. But we know that is still in the Lord's hands. We have no date, and neither do we need a date. But it was so much of a parallel to see that these fields swept clean. The wheat has been gathered. And we look forward to that time, brethren, when the wheat gathered will be in the garner, and the Lord will bring the blessings to all of mankind. And we pray that each one of us might be faithful unto that call, that we might be firm wheat in the Lord's hands, and that we may be sustenance for uplifting mankind by God's grace and by His plan. And as we were coming through, I said to Lucy, look at these beautiful branches on the trees. And who could not believe that there is a God? To see all the colors. Now, of course, we had a little better colors in Manitoba, I have to admit. Saskatchewan's more of a flat land. But we didn't stop there. Lucy pulled over the side of the road. I ran through the ditch, missed the water, and I got these because they show so many colors. Now, how much would our Heavenly Father, how much can we appreciate the Heavenly Father to give us, out of little things like this, such beauty that lift our spirits, that help us to say there is a God. What a wonderful God He is. And the earth, in that kingdom, will be made glorious. Maybe there won't be springtime and fall, but there will be always the remembrance. In the summertime, we have green all over the place. Green is a symbol of what? Pardon me? Yes, of life, of living. In the fall, these things die. And this they turn in this color. And notice the color here, brethren. What color predominates? Well, not too much green, but orange and gold. And we know that those of us who have walked in the Master's footsteps and have been faithful, we shall receive that gold. The divine nature will be given to us if we are faithful. And so we hope this convention, and we trust the brethren's efforts, will bring this about for us, that we will be more faithful as a result. And so we thank you, brethren. We will leave these here, but we have other beautiful flowers as well. And so we're thankful for the privilege we have. We would also like to perhaps have a hymn or two, to open our hearts, our minds, and our voices, to share. And if any brethren have have any in mind that they would like to have, we'll take a few minutes here to sing our praises, to lift our voices in happiness and in thankfulness that we are gathered together. Sister Anne. 124. We'll turn to 124. Is there anyone that doesn't have a hymn book? Brother doesn't have a hymn book? Can we get one to him? Brother George has a wonderful voice when he speaks the Lord's word, and I'm sure that he would like to join in this as well. Thank you. Right, well, again, the number, sister, is 124. Sure and safe from all alarm, storms and billows have united, all in vain to do me harm. In the rifted rock I'm resting, surf is dashing on my feet. Is all complete. In the rested rock I'm resting, storms and bells have reminded, all in vain to do. See, I've traveled many a tempest shock we've known, and the wind has hit our anchor on the barren shores and home. In the land of haven, never moved by tempest storm, where the soul is safe forever, in the rested rugged rock, in the rifted rock I'm resting, and I'm safe from all alarm. Songs and have reunited, all in vain to do me harm. Beautiful hymn. What is the rifted rock? Brother Fred, what's the rifted rock in this picture? What is it picture?
All our salvation is in Him.
In Him. In our Lord Jesus, through the grace of our Heavenly Father, that we have this rifted rock. And this is a rifted rock, right here. In this room, we have gathered together, one with the other. What a blessing. The Lord cares for us. And we see some brethren who have come in great distances, and we thank them for the Spirit of the Lord that has led them here, because they know what a joy it is to be with those of like precious faith, to share this truth and our experiences. And let's share not only, our aches and pains. Sometimes brethren always seem to ask about each other because we care, but also the joy, something that perhaps we have really been blessed with in the last while that we want to share with someone, some scripture we've had or some experience or some witnessing that we've had. Make sure that's part of our coming together, and that our conversation can be an uplift to one another. We would like to also continue with this hymn service. Brother Walter, you had a hymn?
361.
361. Thank you, Brother Walter. 361. Am I speaking loud enough? I see Sister Mary going yes, but I don't see anyone at the back, so I hope it's getting to the back. I'm sure that the arrangements are good for that. 361.
His love can sever. Under his wings my soul is safely abide forever. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to its rest. Often when earth can no balm to my healing, there are the comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, who from my self is cherished. Under his wings, my soul shall abide. Safely abide forever. Under his wings, what a righteous enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are past. Tendered, protected, me. He is in Jesus. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall arrive, safely abide forever.
Pardon me? Okay, wrong hymn, 361, 261. Okay. Well, if I'm not hearing very well, please let me know. For those who don't have the blue book, some of those at the back of that book are added in this last. So I'm sorry for those who missed that. Can we have another choice of hymn? Yes, Sister Rita.
Appendix H in the red book, story never grows old.
Okay, Appendix 8.
H.
Pardon me?
H.
H.
Appendix H. Okay. And we'd have to find it in those who have the big blue book. Does anyone have that? 338 in the big blue book. Story that never grows old. What about in the small blue book? Would be about Appendix H, I guess. Is there anyone that doesn't have one and perhaps someone could loan them a book and share with another? Oh. Okay, we'll do our best. You know, we'd meant to bring some and we thought, well, no. You know, it's not our place to do that, so we'll apologize. Yes,
is the story sublime, the message of peace and goodwill. Though the lyrics fall on the record of mine, and there is such a mystery, a story that never grows old, over and over and told. The ages to come, most glorious and old, each story that never grows old. The choir and church, he sang with his heart, the king and the shepherds of old, proclaiming a Savior who scatters our night, and cries a heavenly hymn, a story that never grows old, though over and over it's told. The ages to come will its promise uphold, sweet story that never grows old. All sinners and angels, all redeeming hearts, all sinners in millions name, since Jesus of Calvary never died. The story that never grows old, though over and over it's told. The ages to come with songs, the story that never grows old. Is found in the glorious theme. His burden is easy, and honor is grand. The reason is from the beginning. The story that never grows old, and over and over 'tis told. Just to come with themselves and all, the story that never grows old. The Son of Jesus will sing when judgment has summoned the dead, when story that never grows old, though over and over 'tis told. The ages to come, life's glorious and told, sweet story that never grows old.
Beautiful thoughts and a beautiful theme. And truly for us, from the first time that we encountered this story, it has been a joy in our hearts. And we've been led of the Lord to appreciate more and more of His wonderful character and His plan.